Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
And once again, another warm welcome to Chris Stout from Deja Voodoo here at 95BFM. Mate, it is a total pleasure to meet you. I've never met you before, so it's always great to meet.
Same here.
Like a great personality, you know, from the BFM airwaves.
Thanks for having me down. Yeah. It's nice being back down here.
It's okay. Like, looks still looking just as good as it did back in...
It looks exactly the same. It was really fucking hard to find, though.
Really?
The whole place is a construction site, and yeah. I had no idea how to get here, but once I was here, it feels nice being back in here.
Yeah, it's got a positive aura, doesn't it? There's like heaps of good residual energy up here, I reckon.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, from many generations of total GCs hanging out. Now, we've got this live session, which we've just... pulled out of the vault. Corey has been doing the hard work up here and digitizing a bunch of stuff that we've got on tape, and we were very excited to discover that we had Deja Voodoo. We couldn't put a year on it, but we've just settled on 2004.
I think it is. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds feasible.
I remember listening to these at the time. I think BFM was like morning, lunch, and night, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you have any recollections at all of this session?
No. Yeah. I can remember we did a residency at Shadows where we played there every week for 4 weeks. And the only thing I really remember is that our smoke machine set off the fire alarms on the first night and we had to evacuate the whole fucking building before the gig had started. But, yeah, I don't know, it rings a vague bell during the BFM session and... Yeah, it sounds like something that might have happened. So I'm going to believe you that this is us.
This is actual Deja Voodoo, not some other band.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Man. And I was
slightly apprehensive about hearing it.
I don't know
what point of Deja Voodoo's history, because we were like really terrible for a while and almost purposely so. And then at some point we became really good. But I think there is a little area in between. We're just like a shit rock band, I suppose.
This is after your first album came out, because you guys were like in the middle of the breaks, and you'll hear them too. You guys are like pushing everyone to go out and buy the CD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hard selling it.
Hard selling.
Oh, no, man. Yeah. See, just professional businessmen doing that.
Yeah, of course.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shall we hit play? You reckon we get into it?
Oh, go on.
Play. Let's go.
Oh, God.
Thinking about leaving this town, saying goodbye to Caroline Bay. Since you left me, how can I be happy here? Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, that was pretty good.
That was pretty amazing, but wait till you hear the next song.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
What is it?
P.
Yeah, this song is called P.
Okay.
Now, if you're enjoying what you're hearing, or even if you don't, we're playing again tonight at 8 p.m. at Shadows at this very place we are now, but this time it's going to be free for students. We're playing with the Coolies and the Mint Chicks, and that starts at 8 p.m. We're on stage at 8 p.m. tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the song is P. Okay, how are you doing, Auckland City, on this fine morning?
Yes, they can. It's over the radio. Oh, they can't hear us. Oh, yeah. No, they can hear us, but we can't hear them. Yeah, I've got it now. Right.
Oh. Okay. Beer. The song is Beers.
We'll be right back.
two, one.
Okay, and if you like that song, you can go down to your local record store and buy it. Beers is our current single out right now. Go on, go and buy it. Not yet, though, because we've got one more song.
One more song.
What?
Let me tune my motherfucking guitar. This song is a world exclusive for BFM and you lucky listeners. It's the first time we've ever played it. It's a brand new song. It's probably going to go really badly. But we're going to risk
it. Brand new, as we say, and we will be playing it again tonight at 8 p.m. here at Shadows.
I'd like
with the Coolies and the Minchick.
This is for everyone who's ever had some dick ash in their beer.
I'd like to dedicate it to Steve Stevens.
Been on the road.
Deja Voodoo live.
Thank you, BFM.
Thank you very much, guys.
8 o'clock tonight, Deja Voodoo playing live. All those songs and more.
I don't know who was hosting breakfast.
That sounds like Charlotte Ryan to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, very good.
Now, that happened at Shadows at 8 a.m. in the morning in 2004. We've ascertained that for a fact. We've had a bunch of texts through. Someone saying, in 2007, Deja Voodoo played an awesome set at Enns Cons. Maybe this is some Canterbury University barbecue.
Canterbury University gigs. Yeah. They were chaos.
LMNO PF memory serves. A friend somehow ended up with one of the band's jackets, which came with a baggie of weed in the pocket.
That was the general. He was losing his shit everywhere. Yeah.
Someone else said, my favorite band, your favorite band. Someone else said, lol, was this back when Thursday Drive was called Drunk Drive? Someone else said, the Warlocks of Firetop Mountain were way better.
Deep cuts.
Yeah. And someone else saying, Grandpa Joe has fallen asleep. Deja dog poo, as shit as ever.
Fuck you.
He's right, though.
Man, that was so...
That last song, okay, I have no memory of that whatsoever. That's probably the only recording that exists of that song.
Of that track.
And it's long, long forgotten, but... I thought it was pretty cool.
Someone ashed my beer. Yeah. Some kid ashed my beer.
Yeah, tackling the important social issues that still remain topical to this day.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chris Stapp, I mean, is there anything? Obviously, we're just about to hit the 20-year anniversary of Deja Voodoo at Shadows. Is that anything in the pipeline? Anything happening with Deja Voodoo?
We talk about it all the time, and it's like we just haven't managed to pull that shit together. Mm-hmm. But every now and then we'll text each other and go, oh, hey, we should do a show, eh? And there was one recently because, D4 was going to be playing with Guitar Wolf, and one of our first kind of level-up gigs was we played with those two at the King's Arms, and I was like, yeah, let's do that. And then it didn't happen. I think someone didn't want us to play or something, or we didn't get our shit together or something. I don't know.
It'll happen one day.
Yeah, I don't know. I always wanted to do a Back of the Wire reunion when we're all in like our late 70s and shit. And I thought it'd be just real funny to do that shit as a real decrepit old man.
I'd love to see.
Maybe we'll do the Deja Voodoo tour at that time.
I'd love to see Pooh Man and Wiz. 70 year anniversary.
That showed one of our major complaints. And we had a broadcasting standards authority kind of thing upheld against us for that. And our punishment was that they had to print a transcript in the newspaper, in the Herald, describing exactly what happened in this skit that we'd made that sort of broke the rules or whatever. And it was just one of the funniest things I've ever read in a newspaper in my life, is describing in acute detail all the shit we'd done wrong in this fucking skit. But yeah.
Just before we go, I think we were talking about this just off air. I've got a copy of your third album.
Oh, yeah, ill-fated third album. It's like the shame of grunge to come. It just hasn't had its day yet. Yeah. The idea was, it was supposed to be a parody of The Shape of Punk to Come, which was an album that came out 10 years before its time, and then everyone went loose, and we thought, yeah, we'll do an album for when grunge comes back. And which... Still slightly waiting. But that's there and it's ready. And I have listened to this recently and it is pretty good. Like, it's a competent album. Also has some great songs on it, like Escalator, like punk rock anthem that's just annoyed at people who stand still on escalators, which it's still again remains very topical. One of those social issues that we're always going to be fighting against. Oh, the song Weird Al, about how Weird Al will never parody our song. It's like a song about dreams lost and now the road's beating you down kind of shit, and you realise that you're never going to be anything. I was always quite proud of that.
And then
great songs on it.
Talking about Back of the Wire, because you guys made that at a warehouse in Onehunga. Do you ever, drive past that warehouse? Now and again.
Oh, I haven't for a long time, but I do try to make a point of it when I'm in Onehunga, is drive down Hill Street, have a little look, see if all the rubbish we stashed between the two buildings is still here.
So good, so good. But if anything, thank you so much for coming along, and I hope you've had.
That was a cool buzz.
Yeah.
I heard a Deja Voodoo song that I've never heard before, apart from that one time that we played it. That was buzzy. That was cool. And the general's guitaring, man. Fucking hats off to the general. We got a competent musician in our band.
Chris Stapp. Legend. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Cheers for the Hagen. We're drinking good stuff tonight.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.